This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think the Obama administration should have done a lot more when it became clear that not only was Russia intervening, but it was being directed at the highest levels of the Kremlin.
Oh, no, say it isn't so. This is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Schiff. And he is one of the guys who hates Donald Trump. But now, you know what he was made to say publicly?
It wasn't just Donald Trump. The Obama administration needed to do more.
Uh-oh. We'll play more of that in just a bit. We got a lot on tap this hour, baby. A lot on tap. I can't wait. I'm not going to either, because that's why I'm here. That's why I'm one of the talking heads. We got other situations. You know, when Donald Trump got elected, a lot of people panicked. Yeah, illegals panicked. Get this. This is from Reuters. Thousands of people who fled to Canada to escape President Trump's crackdown on illegal migrants have become trapped in legal limbo because of an overburdened refugee system struggling to find work, permanent housing, or enroll their children in schools. These are refugees, I guess, here. I don't know how you could be trapped in limbo. Why'd you leave the United States? Because of Trump. You must have been here illegally, but now they're over in Canada, and they're like, what do we do? What do we do? Yep. Refugees are taking longer to be completed. The refugee claims are being taken longer to be completed than at any time in the past 5 years, according to previously unpublished Immigration and Refugee Board data provided to Reuters. Those wait times are set to grow longer after the IRB in April allocated, quote, up to half of its 127 tribunal members to focus on old cases. The number of delayed hearings more than doubled from 2015 and 2016 is on track to increase this year. So they can't establish that they're legally, they're trying to say they're in refugee status, I guess, not only from their home country, but from Donald Trump. But they say without the status, they struggle to convince employers to hire them or landlords to rent to them. Claimants cannot access loans or student financial aid or update academic or professional credentials to meet Canadian standards. So they've run from America to the next place they thought was mama's milk and found out, uh-oh, it's dry. Nothing's coming out. You can suckle all you want. It's not going to happen. Do I feel sorry for them? Heck to the no. I feel sorry for nobody who wanted to leave this country because of Donald Trump when he's only talking about common sense things that are for America. If you're here in this country and you want to be part of it, you should support what he was trying to do. As long as those ideas are pro-Americana, Barack Obama's ideas were not. They flatly were not. Anyway, this is an interesting story, and it's going to have ramifications, folks. By the way, Donald Trump, is this true? I think I got this yesterday. The Supreme Court has approved this travel order. I don't call it a travel ban. The Supreme Court's approved it. Maybe Gorsuch was the person who gave this deciding vote. Does anybody got any information on this? By the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Here's the beauty of listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We don't pretend that we know everything. Here's what I can tell you. If you give me the scenario, and it has to do with the stuff that's in our wheelhouse, I'll give you an answer that will be irrefutable. You don't have to worry about arguing with some stupid leftist. And I'll put the shout out again there. I do this all the time. I don't know why we don't do it as daily like I used to, but here's what I'll tell you. You're going to get the smartest leftist you know. Dare them to come on my show. Even tell them if they're willing to, I'll set it up and we'll see if Fox will hold a debate. I will absolutely hand them their butts because they're idiots. You know what the sad part is about being a leftist? I hate to put it this way because it's going to diminish me. But you know what? You need to know I'm no God. Here's what I do. Here's how I'm going to give you the secret to how I defeat leftism every time and so easily. And I want you to pay attention because, you know, some of you actually have this in your possession as well. But here's what I do. I use common sense. I know. Don't tell anybody. Because, see, people think I'm a guru. They're like, Kevin, you're so smart. You're amazing, man. And I go, you're right. Look at you. How did you come to that? Well, Kevin, here's the thing. You seem to use a common sense approach to your arguments. And wow, don't say that out loud. That might be the secret. See, you guys have it. The power exists within you. I tell people this all the time. You write to me, Kevin, what are your thoughts about this? And I go, what are your thoughts? You know, and you go, well, I was thinking so-and-so. And you know what? I was thinking exactly like you. And they go, you're so smart. How do you do it? And I go, I don't know. Maybe I'm just paying attention to the things that you do. I wore my Make America Great Again hat over the weekend. Told you guys this. The guy comes up to me. Hey, dude, I'm not trying to get all into your politics or anything, but do you catch a lot of grief for that hat? And I go, ask him, dude, does it look? Are you what? There's got to be hundreds of people around me here. Has anybody come up and, hey, you wearing that hat? I'm going to kick your butt, blah, blah, blah. No, nothing, right? He goes, no. And he goes, hey, for the record, I'm of your political persuasion. I go, where's your hat? Yeah, where's your hat? See, Donald Trump is helping this country. All these illegals that bolted out of the United States and went to Canada, look at what he did. He took our burden, the burden left by Barack Obama, and he sent it up to the north. He sent it to the great white north of Canada. They can deal with it now. Go deal with the issue. You got refugee problems? Fine. You know what's funny about the Canadian refugee system? It's burdened down. Oh my gosh, they thought they were going to get right in. They thought they were going to go start getting welfare checks and all other kinds of stuff. Where they're not. By the way, didn't Donald Trump just propose something that says, if you come here, you can't get on our welfare system for 5 years. You got to be able to be self-sufficient. How's that for a novel approach to something? There are countries that won't let you in unless you can prove that you are going to make a contribution. You're bringing a fat bank account. Or you're bringing expertise that they need, but they call us xenophobic. Are you out of your mind? It is a precious thing to become an American. The most precious thing in the world. Ask anybody of any country that's immigrated where do you think people want to go to become a citizen? It is this country. It's not China. It's not France. It's not England or Germany or Italy or anywhere else. It is America. Anyway, lots going on, folks, this week. Lots going on this show. Maybe we'll get into a little bit of health care. We can certainly talk about that. Rahm Emanuel had some take on how we need to fight in an upcoming election. Maybe we'll get to that, too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show.
It may, well, you have to separate this. There are different needs from congressional to local, to your local party officials versus your statewides. It may work for President Trump, but it does not work for the rest of the Republicans. And his relationship with his voters may not be transferable. We're going to find out some stuff pretty soon about, as it relates to other congressional races, other elections in both New Jersey and Virginia for governor.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That is Rahm Emanuel, delusional as always. Their strategy might not do blankety blank, blankety blank, blank, blank. Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. A guy who gets a who gets elected in a place where he, you're going to get elected. If these guys had to run a competitive race, they couldn't win. They couldn't win. The left can't do what Donald Trump did, which is galvanize people, to got people of the Republicans to come together and defeat the incumbent, the woman who was going to be king, and did it in such a smooth way that people are going, what just happened? But Rahm Emanuel says, oh, yeah, well, the Republicans, you know, they're not going to rally around China. These people are still living in a dream world. Well, there's your local races that don't matter and blah, blah, blah. Look, so here's what they did. Let's use Georgia 6 as an example. So they used Georgia 6. They said, well, the previous incumbent, he won by 30 points or 20 points or whatever it was. Handel only won by 4 points. And then they go, look at that differential. We had a Jose Aristimuno, who was talking, a big DNC guy. He's talking about this. So we're in trouble, right? Because our base is shrinking, even in Georgia, in Alabama, wherever she's from. So then Tucker Carlson points out, well, wait a minute. Trump only won that by 1.5%. So she's over 300% of what Trump did in getting the district to come back. And that's with gerrymandering and a bunch of other crooked stuff that the left does, like bringing in illegals to live in these districts, these hard-fought districts. Why do you think they're selectively putting Muslim families and black families and Latino families in these districts that they haven't won before? They're trying to change the demographics. And you know what really got them? They changed those demographics in Cleveland and Ohio and Michigan and places like that. And Donald Trump flipped it back on them. Flipped it back. They're crying like little babies. Yeah, because Donald Trump flipped it back. So when you hear Rahm Emanuel, he's trying to explain, well, you got to understand, Trump doesn't have a mandate. It's not a national thing. We're dealing with local elections here, regional elections. Donald Trump doesn't have the pull through. Yeah, go back and listen to Handel thanking Trump during the night when she won and look at the applause line that Donald Trump got. And ask yourself, do you think anybody's going to be afraid to run with Donald Trump in 2018? I want bets. Here's why I wish I was a Vegas bookie, because I want to take y'all's money. Because there are people out there going, Kevin, you talk a big game. You don't know nothing, Negro. I know what you're talking. You don't know nothing. Yeah, I do know something. I know if I could run a little old sideline gambling ring, I'd take all y'all white folks' money. Because there are those out there who are your naysayers. You can't be won over. Even at the moment that Donald Trump was awarded the presidency, y'all were still like, I don't know, man. They're going to pull it away from him. Something's going to happen. And then you became those that went, I don't know. There's a lot of heat on him. You know, will he be able to withstand it? Really? And then there are those of you going, you know, it's just a matter of time before they get him. They're going to impeach him. He's, you know, he can't be that clean. You are the naysayers. And no matter what I tell you, you just go out there. So I wish I could make you pay. I wish I could say, y'all put your money where your mouth is. See, I'm willing to do it. Right now, I will tell you, I will take the bet that we increase the number of seats we have in the House, or at the very least hold our seats, number one. And number two, we will win the Senate. I mean, we'll gain seats in the Senate. I'll make you that bet. Not holding firm. We will gain seats in the Senate. I'll bet any of you. And I'll even bet you this. I bet you we hold the number of Republican governorships if we don't increase it. We got two coming up that Rahm Emanuel alluded to. So I bet we hold those and we even increase it. That's what I bet you. Wish I could just take all y'all's lunch money. Mm-hmm. You got plenty. Got white privilege out there floating all over the place. That's what I'm told. So I want to finish this clip, though, of Rahm Emanuel, so you can hear him giving us the strategy going forward. So, well, here's what they're going to do, here's what you're going to do, and then he lays out what the Democrats need to do. Here it is.
Their strategy is very straightforward. Get their voters and keep them on amphetamines. Highly charged. I'm not sure in where the battlegrounds for Congress are, the battlegrounds are for the state houses, but that's going to be an electoral strategy for success up and down the Republican ticket. And I think it's not just a strategy. There's a set of policy decisions that are slowly but surely alienating persuadable voters. And I think basically, as far out as you really can see now, which I don't think you can, this election in 2018 will be a referendum on Trump. Democrats are going to say we're going to be a check on this president, a checkmate. And the Republicans, and we're going to accuse the Republicans of being a blank check.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. See, that's what I love about the left. So the Republicans have just been writing Trump a blank check, right? Yeah, they just let him get. Trump can do whatever he wants, and the Republicans are just rolling over, getting their bellies rubbed. That's what Rahm Emanuel wants you to believe. Nothing could be further from the truth. Republicans have fought Donald Trump tooth and nail. he remains the one of the only politicians who said, look, I got an R after my name, but I don't know who these people are. I don't trust them. I didn't come up through their ranks. He's not rewarding Republicans through policy decisions by his election. He's not making these guys fat cats. He brought in his own team. And the Republicans don't like it. I can tell you, Republicans want people that have gone through the ringer. You were city councilman, you worked your way up, and you did voter registration drives and all that, and then you became, the mayor, and you went from mayor to maybe congressman. They love those types. And let me tell you, once you pick your poison, if you decide I'm going to be a committee chairman or I'm going to be a city councilman or whatever, wherever your strata is, that's where you'll be. I tell people this all the time. Kevin, you're on the run for office. Why? So I can become a congressman? That's what I don't know. Congressman Kevin Jackson may carry a lot of clout with you guys. You might feel good about it. I don't. And let me tell you, what I'd be is a junior congressman who never did enough to get the attention of other people. But let me tell you, if I want a meeting with Paul Ryan right now, I can get it. No junior anything. I'm Kevin Jackson, and I'm not saying I'm a big deal, but you have a much better chance doing it this way than if I were to become a junior congressman going, oh, Mr. Speaker, hey, I'd like to get a meeting with you, And then you go, got to raise money, and he's threatening everybody because he's got all the different lobbies. I want no part of that. But anyway, I just want you to understand how these people think and why you're winning. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Questions for the man investigating this issue, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, who's here with me now. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. Congressman, I'll just start with the fact that the Democrats, you are investigating, but a lot of Democrats have been using Russia as a political tool to go after President Trump and the Republicans as well. This week, as you just heard, the Washington Post reported that President Obama knew as far back as August of 2016 that Vladimir Putin was working to elect President Trump. Did Obama fail in his duty to this nation?
I think the Obama administration should have done a lot more when it became clear that not only was Russia intervening, but it was being directed at the highest levels of the Kremlin. And indeed, Senator Feinstein and I were repeatedly trying to make that case to the administration. Initially, when they didn't want to make attribution, they didn't want to publicly talk about Russia's role. And later, after we issued our own statement, and they did attribute the conduct to Russia, I was urging that they begin then the process of sanctioning Russia, the administration talking more forcefully about what the Russians had done. I think that was a mistake.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What will the left do now? They have condemned baby black Jesus, Barack Obama. By the way, common sense question, isn't it? If the Russians hacking our elections was such an affront to our sensibilities, why didn't the do-nothing president do something? Oh, wait a minute. I think I just gave you the answer. But there you have it. And they could have done more. You hear Schiff say, well, you know, I and Feinstein, we raised the alarm bell. We sounded the alarm. Paul Revere, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. But Barack Obama did nothing. What? Pray tell. They did nothing. By the way, I'm going to play this next clip. Then I want to get into something that Gowdy said that, quite frankly, should have ended. All of this is a discussion. Why are we even talking about this at this point? I want to know. But let's finish. Because Adam Schiff, that's not his name. Schiff, I don't know his first name. He tries to get off the subject. And to the credit of this, see, I think it's CNN, she's like, whoa, we're not going to go there. But let's hear it. Here's a clip.
For Donald Trump, who openly egged on the Russians to hack Hillary Clinton's emails and celebrated every release of these stolen documents to criticize Obama, now is a bit like someone knowingly receiving stolen property, blaming the police for not stopping the theft. So Donald Trump is in no position to complain here.
That may be true, but let's focus on President Obama for a minute. You say it was a mistake. How much were politics at play, meaning fear that people would say that he's getting too involved in a way that would help Hillary Clinton? And should that have been a factor at all, given the gravity of what you were seeing in the intelligence?
It was a factor, and it should not have been the most weighty factor. I think they were concerned about being perceived as interfering in the election, trying to tip the scales for Hillary Clinton.
I think they were also concerned about not wanting to play into the narrative that Donald Trump was telling that the election was going to be rigged, even though Donald Trump was talking about a completely different kind of rigging than foreign intervention. But both of those factors did not outweigh, in my view, and I argued this at the time, did not outweigh the public's need to know.
Welcome back, everybody. I love how she brought him back. He's like, you know, Trump should not, for him to try to claim that he's squeaky clean. She goes, yeah, okay, but anyways, let's focus on President Obama. And he goes, oh, okay, let's focus on Obama. And she asked, was it a mistake? How much were politics at play here? And they try to give Obama some cover. Well, he didn't want to appear as if he was tipping the election in any particular direction. What? Negro, please. Barack Obama frankly said that I'm all in for the Democrats. Now, he didn't want to tip the election in the sense of, you know, supposedly a Bernie and Hillary. And I'll give him a little credit there. He didn't come right out and just endorse Hillary, which I think really upset Bill Clinton more than it even upset Hillary. Well, I doubt that, but it upset the Clintons. But he, until Hillary was clearly going to cheat her way to the win, Obama stayed fairly clear. But if he says he didn't want to make it appear as he was trying to influence the election, that's all he did was try to influence the election. He flew Hillary Clinton around on Air Force One. Who gets to do that? That should be, you don't have to look too far for collusion until you look there. I will tell you this, if I were a sitting president, even if the Republican nominee said, hey, listen, sir, are you willing to fly me around on Air Force One? No. You get there, I'll meet you there. I'll stump with you. Now, I'm not going to fly you around on the plane. That's the public's plane. You know, I as much as I want you to win, I can't tell, you know, say, well, let's just stack the deck. Pretend, you know, hey, I've already been on Air Force One. Why not make me president? Unbelievable. But, yeah, he's trying to blame Trump, knowing that Barack Obama didn't do enough in the election. But I want to play this next clip. And we got a couple of them, actually, that sort of touch on this. But I want to play what Trey Gowdy had to say to Jay Johnson during testimony. You guys have probably heard this. But this should end it. This should end everything. Then if we get a chance to, I'll play the Tim Ryan interview that he did. But here's Trey Gowdy asking Jay Johnson a very simple question.
If they had her over to either you or Director Comey, maybe we would have known more, and maybe there would have been more for you to report. So I guess what I'm asking you is, why would the victim of a crime not turn over a server to the intelligence community or to law enforcement?
I'm not going to argue with you, sir. That was a leading question, and I'll agree to be led.
That was probably the smartest thing Jay Johnson ever said. Because had he said anything else, he's in trouble. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That should have ended the discussion of Russia right then and there. Hey, Special Counsel Mueller, the DNC said they were hacked. Barack Obama, on August 13th of 2016, learned that the hacking was happening. Nobody did anything. They didn't report to justice. They didn't ask for help. Nothing. What do we do? How do you investigate something that nobody wants investigated? And oh, by the way, don't dare ask the question, why do you think they didn't want it investigated? That should have ended it. Jay Johnson knows that they asked the DNC, let us look at the server. Nope. Okay, so you have an investigation of Russian hacking, but you don't want us to look. Why? You're afraid of what we're going to find? I think you guys know the answer to this. All I'm getting at, folks, is we're on a witch hunt here. We know who the witch is. Her name is Hillary. Do I need to finish that? Hillary Clinton, for those of you who don't know, because there's leftists listening to the program. They don't get it. They don't get the sarcasm, nor do they get the actual meaning here. So you got to explain it. The Democrats are in huge trouble. And the warning bell's being sounded by Tim Ryan. And I want to play the clip. We got a little bit of time. I think we have time to play it. So let's get to that right away so I don't lose time on it.
Our next guest has some harsh words for his own party. So joining me now is Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio. Congressman, I'm so glad you're here. So let's just be honest. You have tough love for your party. Democrats have won, what, 0 of 4 special elections for House seats? And here, I want to show what you say and then get your response here. You said, I don't believe in moral victories. The only measure of success in political campaigns is victory. I don't believe everyone should get a trophy. Here's the truth. The Democratic Party has a toxic brand, one that is worse than Donald Trump's in many parts of the country. Explain, sir.
Well, it happens to be true. I mean, we all have a lot of anger towards what Donald Trump is doing, but we've had 4 special elections and Donald Trump 4, Democrats 0. And I hate to admit that. It hurts. It's painful. But we've got to get our act together because there's a lot of people relying on us. And I worry sometimes that we get so obsessed and angered by Donald Trump, which is okay, but you can't hold on to it because it takes your eye off the ball. And we're not focusing on the economic messages. People in Ohio, Don, aren't really talking about Russia or Michael Flynn or Putin or anything else. They're worried about paying the bills, what's happening with our pension, how much does it cost to send a kid to school, what's our energy bill, like real bread and butter stuff. And when we're talking about Trump so much, we're not talking about them.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Representative Tim Ryan. Congratulations on him for understanding that moral victories are not always victories. There are some, but they're few and far between. The Democrats, every time they look, well, it's a moral victory. It's a moral victory, moral. And it's funny that the Democrats actually have the nerve to spit the word moral out of their mouth. You think they gag. A moral victory. He says, here's the truth. The Democratic Party has a toxic brand, one that is worse than Donald Trump's in many parts of the country. The only place it's not worse than Donald Trump's is in the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies. And in most of California, they like Donald Trump. It's the San Franciscos of the world. It's the Boston, Massachusetts. It's the Detroits, etc. Most of this country loves Donald Trump, and they're happy with what they've seen. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's the truth. The Democratic Party has a toxic brand, one that is worse than Donald Trump's in many parts of the country. Explain, sir.
Well, it happens to be true. We all have a lot of anger towards what Donald Trump is doing, but we've had four special elections, and Donald Trump 4, Democrats 0.
So how do you then reconcile the 36% approval rating and still winning the special elections?
Well, you know, everything's in contrast to who you're running against. And that's why I say I don't think people in the Beltway are realizing just how toxic the Democratic Party brand is in so many of the countries. This is a party that many of us grew up hearing. This is the party for the working class. And we've gotten away from that economic message about how do we help working class people, white, black, brown, gay, straight, people who work for a living, people who take a shower after work. That used to be the bread and butter, the backbone of the Democratic Party. And we're losing those people in droves. And when you see us losing them in these special elections,
how did you lose them?
Well, the brand's just bad. I mean, you know, you look at a guy like Ossoff, the kid's, I thought he was a terrific candidate. The energy on the ground in our party is amazing. The resist movement, the indivisible groups, the swing left, the all of these other groups are doing a terrific job, but they're not only fighting the Republican candidates, they're also fighting the Democratic brand, and that's a tough thing to overcome for a lot of candidates.
Wow. Just wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is so much to discuss there. Let me start here because it's the first thing that hit my head. Did you get a load of all of the groups that he was talking about? Before we do that, let me tell people who we are. Kevin Jackson, The Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to call, 844-551-8255. He mentioned resist. I don't even know. How many groups are there that fight against us? You know, so Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, Resist, Acorn, whatever. They have new things that pop up all the time. All the time. How effective are they? You got this little group out there, Tea Party Community, run by moi. And we do more. In a daily basis, they have tried to kill the Tea Party brand. And you know what's happened? They've killed the Democrats. They've killed progressivism. It's dying. Folks, you may think that progressive and Democrat, that stuff is... Look at what happens once you name it. Oh, we've got Occupy Wall Street. It's a grassroots movement. Nancy Pelosi, everybody, they got behind that movement. Like, it was amazing. It was the next best thing. Finally, they had their thing. Where is it? Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter has to practically scare people to come out. They have to intimidate them. And when they do, they tell white people, we don't need you. White leftist. There's so much infighting within their own circles, they can't get anything done. Look at the people that he gave credit to, folks. Do we need to play that back? I mean, I'd kind of like to hear it. Get that clip. Just that little piece where he talks about, oh, we got all these people. The ground support was so good. The ground support was so good for Ossoff that he lost after spending $31 million. They could have probably paid everybody that really helped Ossoff thousands of dollars. And he still lost. The ground support of what?
The energy on the ground in our party is amazing. The resist movement, the indivisible groups, the swing left.
He kind of ran out after that. I'd never heard of the indivisible groups, the swing left, the resistance movement, etc. Name me one right movement that you would the resist movement. Name me one. I don't even know of any. I don't know of any that existed in the time of Obama. I'm sure there were, but I don't know them. And I certainly couldn't have named you three. I know of the Tea Party movement. That's it. Okay, there's 9/12. There's, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all Tea Party. That's what it was. And it was all based in a common theme. I know there were those that went, we don't take social issues and we don't do that. It was the Tea Party. That's it. That's the only movement we have. It's the only movement we still have. And Jenny Beth Martin may position herself as being the leader of the Tea Party, but I promise you in 2 years you won't even remember who that chick is. You'll be talking to the Tea Party. You're listening to the Tea Party leader. That's me. Because I don't like what she's doing. She's doing nothing for this brand. The Democrats are imploding, and the Tea Party needs to take advantage of that, and we will be. Tea Party community will, anyway. So, you know, but look at all these things that these guys have, and they can't get anything to stick. Movement on top of movement. And I love that this guy says, we had an amazing grassroots movement. Show me where it existed. If it was going to manifest itself, you had Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, I mean, in a presidential election, supposedly rock stars, and they couldn't get Hillary Clinton over the, they couldn't drag her big fat butt over the finish line if it saved their, if it was to save their own lives. They got Jay-Z, Katy Perry, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen. They threw everything at Donald Trump, and this so-called grassroots movement of the left brought nothing. And the only thing it brought to Ossoff's campaign and these other special elections is a bunch of money. You better know they paid leftists out the wazoo to get this kid elected, who wasn't even worth spending time on. So Tim Ryan, he's sounding the alarm bell. He's saying, look, guys, Donald Trump is popular in other areas, and you're being misguided. You don't have a message. He's not. He's sounding the alarm bell, and he's not, because he's not telling them why. See, we alluded to it earlier when we played an earlier clip where Tucker Carlson's asking this guy, whatever his name is, Asamundo or something. They're asking this Mexican dude, do you think Nancy Pelosi's out of touch? They go, no. They are out of touch. Leftism by its nature is out of touch. You want to know why? It concentrates people in these cities. It tells them how to think. It says this is the way it is. But you know what these people in these cities have? They've got everything wrong facing them every single day. They have the worst neighborhoods, the worst schools, the highest crime, the least amount of opportunity, and on, highest standard of living. They have to have hustles. They have to be getting over on people. That's what they have. It is dog-eat-dog in the cities, and it gets worse every year. And you get out beyond that, and you have civilization. And every now and then, these people break away from those cities, and they find out life is so amazing outside of those cities. Just what you, the thing that warms your heart. I was telling a friend of mine, was looking at houses, and I told him, I said, when I drive through certain neighborhoods, we were joking because I said, you know, I drove in that neighborhood, my blood pressure went down, and he started laughing. And I went, what are you laughing at? He goes, I'm just laughing because you said your blood pressure went down. I said, I swear it did. There are neighborhoods you drive through, and there's a peacefulness to it. Now, don't misunderstand me. So I have a friend, he lives on a place called Fairview. And these are, in Texas, these are $2 million homes. That's a lot of home in Texas. The minute you enter this subdivision, your blood pressure drops. I'm not lying to you. You start seeing greenery, manicured, beautiful lawns. You know, your blood pressure drops as you're meandering your way through this beautiful neighborhood with these big streets and parks and green belts and little rivers and stuff like that. You know, I don't know, you know, little brooks, streams, things like that. As you peer around and go to his house, your blood pressure just because you go, wow, how good it feels. Just to find some peace and tranquility. Well, let me tell you something. The Democrats, they create none of that. They tell you your air is dirty, your water is dirty, you got lead in the water, lead in the playgrounds of your kids' school, you got, what do they call it, electrical wires overboard are giving people cancer and blood and clusters and all this. It's doom and gloom. And the minute you get outside of that, your blood pressure drops down. Go to a little town. You'll see what I'm talking about. The minute you hit it, you go, wow, this is cool. This is cool. The hustle and bustle of the big city goes away, and that's what they're missing. They think they're missing some, you know, to go to Chuck Schumer, a bold economic, you know, common sense economic plan. No, you're missing, you're so out of touch. You don't even know what represents America anymore. They think living in the city with all of those, believe me, there's some good things that happen in the city. You want to go see a show, but it's not America. And don't fool yourself into believing it. Paris does not represent the French. I promise you that.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.